is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. This winter, Utah has seen its fair share of red air days as heavy bouts of inversion have settled over the Wasatch Front. Even the briefest increase in pollution-causing particles is associated with increased lower respiratory infections among young children, according to published research. Dr. Benjamin Horn, cardiovascular and genetic epidemiologist at the Intermountain Healthcare Heart Institute, led the study on air pollution that was published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. Dr. Horn and his team studied more than 146,000 individuals who were treated for acute lower respiratory infections between 1999 and 2016 at Intermountain Healthcare facilities throughout Utah's Wasatch Front, where approximately 80% of Utah's population resides. They also tracked pollution levels along the Wasatch Front. The research team found that short-term periods of elevated pollution were associated with increased healthcare visits for respiratory infections in both children and adults, particularly newborns and toddlers. In theorizing about the connection between pollution and lower respiratory infection, Dr. Horn said, "The air pollution itself may make the human body more susceptible to infection because of damage in the airway, or it may impair the body's immune response or ability to fight off the infectious agents." Dr. Horn recommends that when air pollution is high, avoid idling cars, stay distant from highways, stay indoors, or go out in the early morning when pollution is usually lower. Learn more at intermountainhealthcare.org. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.